Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
Now, the officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance, and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights, and it's a doozy today. I got three guest judges here with me. It's Chris Earle. We'll be on until 8 p.m. Here's Van Halen, round one.
Yeah.
devil, old Scratch himself. Motley Crue versus Van Halen, go to WMFO.org and make your vote. Friday Night Fights with Chris Earl here with you until 8 p.m. Al and Joe and Gary are here with me.
Shout!
Vote now. I'll be right back. I'm here with Al Metello, Joe O'Toole, and Gary Thayer. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Never been better, Chris. Never been better.
Yeah, just jump right on in. We'll go right in a row. Gary, how's things been? We haven't seen each other in quite a while. Any new exciting things? What's been going on?
Same thing, man. Not too much. Yeah. Everything's good. Got my health. That's all that's important.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
how about yourself?
Good. Same, pretty much, you know. Walking and working. And I'm not really broadening my musical horizons. That's why we're mostly going to be in the 80s and 90s today.
Yeah.
But it should be a lot of fun. We're here to vote. Why don't we give shout-outs? We had Shout at the Devil, and we had Running. Wait a minute. Running from the Devil?
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
Yes.
Running with the Devil. I've heard that so many times. I kind of want to throw a new preposition in there and make it a different song. I'm going Motley Crue on that one. How about you, Gary?
Van Halen.
Van Halen?
I'm a Van Halen guy.
Sure. All right. I love Van Halen, but I got to go for Motley Crue on that one just because they got a better Devil song, I think. Plus, I think Running With the Devil, is that a remake? I think that Van Halen Running With the Devil might have even been a remake, no?
Running With the Devil.
No? That official?
I don't think so. I'm not a musicologist.
Yeah. That's okay. We'll figure it all out. What do you think, Joe? What are you going for?
I'm going to go with the Motley Crue.
You going Motley Crue?
I think I am.
All right. Any reason as to why?
I like it better.
That's good enough. How about you, Al?
I'm going with Gary. I'm going Van Halen.
All right.
We also have one online that we just got from Motley Crue. So Motley Crue is one ahead right now, and we're going to get some more votes here.
I didn't like that.
But it is the Friday Night Fights, and we're going to... This is what I like to do on the Friday Night Fights. I usually try to pick songs that are difficult to beat out. So that one is a good first round, because we have a couple votes in for Van Halen. We got a few votes in for Motley Crue. So it can go either way. This next one that I've got coming up is a very fun little round. It's called Got a Quarter. And I'm going to play two different arcade theme songs. There's going to be one from the 80s and one from the 90s. But before we do that, were you guys down at the Grand Prix? Were you the Grand Prix guys down on Route 38 in Tewksbury when it was there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Without doubt.
That was the place.
Yeah. Favorite game. Did you have one?
Oh, it was a baseball game. Like, it was built like a
RBI?
Fenway Park. I think that was it. Yeah.
I think it was RBI.
I'd go
right?
there my lunchtime when I worked at Market Basket down the street.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I was more of the Contra guy.
Contra?
I like the Contra.
Yeah. Tecmo Bowl?
I was a big Gauntlet fan, so I always liked the ones that talked back to you. Like, that was one of the first video games that, like, had a dialogue to it, and it told you, like, warrior, you've eaten all the food, and, you know, the elf shot the potion. I just thought that was a lot of fun. But the two I got lined up are from Nintendo, and they're from Atari. The first one is from 1982. We will continue to get votes for Van Halen, Motley Crue on WMFO.org, or you can also text us. I'm not taking phone calls today. If I do take one, it's going to be a quick phone call. I won't be taking any requests because we got a full boat here, and I want to give my judges here the time that they deserve coming into the studio today. It's going to be Moon Patrol versus Donkey Kong. That's what we got coming up next for round two. So here we go. Moon Patrol versus Donkey Kong, Friday Night Fights, round two, WMFO in Medford. Give you guys a little background here. So this one, Moon Patrol.
It sounds just like the theme song from
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Axel Foley.
Yeah, a little like XLF. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had a little buggy. It was like a purple buggy. And you drove around the moon. And you shot rocks and other spaceships that came after you. Yeah. It was a pretty big hit. You remember the Moon Patrol? No?
I might remember it, but I don't. I can't put the name to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, this was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
One of my favorites. I got to pull it up for you. All right. Sounds like Moon Patrol's not getting any votes except maybe from me. We'll see. I'll show you.
Well, Chris, you're just big time. That's what it is.
Yeah. Moon Patrol full game.
I was
a big guy.
Yeah. I got the $3 games.
Yeah. Here's the big playthrough. You guys remember this? I'm going to put it up on the big screen for you. Here we go.
Which system is that?
It's not purple. It's kind of a Pews.
I used to draw that comic.
I guess.
Wow, the graphics are great.
Right?
It says IREM Core. Maybe it's not Atari, but basically REM Moon Patrol.
1982.
Yeah.
All right.
ColecoVision, maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good theme song. It just gets in your head. Like, I had plenty of sleepless nights thinking of Moon Patrol.
I'm sure a lot of rock bands or music bands could sample this.
All I can think of is Axel Foley.
So you pretty much had to get from point A to point Z, and back then in those early arcade days, you know, A to E was tough, and then, you know, you had to throw in another 10 quarters in order to make it to the next level.
And this is all Donkey Kong?
This is Donkey Kong. This
here
is
we go.
Jungle Theme from Donkey Kong 64.
Ooh.
This not bad,
much,
right?
Yeah.
I like the Donkey Kong.
This is next level.
Yeah. So this is like 1999 or so.
Oh, so 17-year difference.
Yep.
Sounds like my house on a Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut it out, man.
I think you can buy this, like, little instrument they're using now, too.
Yeah?
You see those little saxophones that people are buying?
Yeah.
They're pretty fun.
Yeah.
And they make that little... pretty nice. All right, what do you guys think?
Well, I'm definitely Donkey Kong.
Go with Donkey Kong.
We got a Donkey Kong from Al.
Donkey Kong from Joe.
That's my only fans theme.
Donkey Kong from Joe. Gary?
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I mean, Donkey Kong.
All right. All right. I'll make it four for Donkey Kong. It could be a blowout. I love Moon Patrol, though. I should stick with my original Moon Patrol, though. I feel like I'm doing Moon Patrol a disservice by not voting.
It just looks funny because if you look back at the 1982 or 12.
Yeah, you can shoot it down.
Yeah.
What was funny is like you had a very small rock.
Right.
And if you hit the small rock.
Or the other one.
You gotta hit everything, otherwise you die.
Two things.
Pretty much it was one of those video games where you shoot everything or you die. In Donkey Kong, this is the part where they were just wandering around the jungle. So there's Donkey Kong,
he had barrels
Diddy Kong, right? Great game. Is it Donkey Kong 64? Great game.
Yeah, I wish you had a joystick right now. I'd be playing.
Yeah. So now you can get one of these Ataris with like 1,000 games on it. It's like, $10.
I think I bought one. It's sitting in my closet, so I never used it.
Yeah,
I got one.
We were paying $20 for each Atari cartridge.
Right.
$20.
Right.
And that's a lot of money.
It was. Back then it was.
Yeah. So everything that was like $2 is $5 now. So an Atari cartridge is like $100. You know? Two for five. I don't know. I always mess up my math here on the show. But, all right. Donkey Kong is going to blow this out. Anybody want to vote for... Q-Bert. Somebody says a Q-Bert. It sounds like the Star Wars Cantina a little bit. That's a little
Q-Bert.
Bit. Yeah. Q-Bert didn't have the theme, though. It just pretty much went...
Yeah.
Not like Pac-Man when you get eaten.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You got smaller and smaller.
Right.
Pac-Man had a good death scene.
Hated that sound. All right, so right now, we got four for Donkey Kong. We'll move on to round three. This one's called A Nice Big Ass.
Oh.
Everybody loves a nice big ass.
Not wrong with that.
So, we will fade out on Donkey Kong in the jungle. And we'll move on to Queen versus the Beastie Boys. It's going to be Queen versus the Beastie Boys. We start off with Queen.
Yeah.
Fat Bottom Girls here on the Friday
Night
Fights.
Oh, it is a classic.
Like, right? I like the way she rides that bike.
Beasties or Queen. Here we go.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside your red fire. Adam Horowitz, Hurricane.
You got Cloud, other DJs, you put your head out.
I'm popping on the string, I'm paid to sing a rhyme. I do my thing, I'm in a lava lamp. It's in my brain, I'll tell you why I'm not freaking and picking. But I rock well,
the Betty Duke,
the Prince,
and the number of the Tingo. Got more rhymes than Jamaican got mango.
I got my pink link at the end of my stove bar.
Shake your rope.
Michael Diamond.
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan, the village.
My style's wild, and you know that it's stealing.
This snow bag's up, and then you're doing the ball.
Shake your rope.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Friday Night Fights. I'm here with Al, Joe, Gary. My name is Chris. And we heard some Queen. We heard some Beastie Boys. I have played both of those songs over and over and over again in my youth and in my adulthood. The Queen song, of course, from the 70s, from the Jazz album, I believe. And Beastie Boys, Shake Your Rump, from Paul's Boutique. Arguably the best Beastie Boys album. That is a tough one for me, so I'm going to let you guys go. Anybody wants to give their thoughts on those two? Go ahead.
I'm not a big Queen fan, but I'm going with Queen.
You're going with Queen
on
that one?
Yeah, that's before they were disco sounding. That was actually rock and roll.
Yeah, okay. And get the rock and roll versus a little rap and disco there. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, I don't know. I like the Queen one because it's classic.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm thinking cardboard and some breakdancing on the Beastie Boys right there. I'm going to go with the Beastie Boys.
Yep. Ready? What about yourself, Gary?
Well, I'm probably going to go with Beastie Boys only because I love Queen, but everything's so politically correct today. You probably can't say Fat Bottom Girls outside anymore.
You probably can't even make that song today.
That's why I called that a nice big ass.
Yeah, I think my ties might be slashed when I leave here, so I'm like, I'm going to take this one safe.
They're like, that's the guy that said it.
So
nice
I'm a closet
ass.
Queen on that one, but I'm going with Beastie Boys because I don't want to offend anybody.
All right. So we got two for Beastie Boys, and I'm going to go Queen on that one. I love the Beastie Boys, but I'm going to go Queen on that one just because I had the Jazz album from Queen, and if you open that album, there's just all girls on bicycles with their asses.
Well,
and it was a great...
Nothing wrong with that either.
For a 10-year-old boy to see that album on the album, I'm like, that was just, oh,
that
fantastic.
That was your 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, that was great. It was like that little... It was the They had the album, and they had the album sleeve with the lyrics on it, but then Queen actually had a poster of all the girls naked on bicycles, and I'm like, that is great. I still got it.
You're still saying it. Bicycle.
Yeah. I got to get a frame for it, actually. But, good stuff. So I love that Bicycle Race and Fat Bottom Girls. Great, great album, that Jazz album. And Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique, fantastic. So another good pick, because we got two votes for each on that one. We'll see what the rest of the people want to do here on the DJ chat. Donkey Kong is sweeping the nation for round two, so I'm going to already say Donkey Kong won round two, and Motley Crue and Van Halen are still very close, so anybody still wants to vote for round one for Old Scratch himself, who had the better Devil song, Van Halen or Motley Crue. And right now we are tied 2-for-2, Queen versus the Beastie Boys. Good stuff so far, and that's a rockin' one. both of them are rocking ones.
Yeah, classic.
Let's get to the doo-wop round. We're going to do some doo-wop here, so we're going to go back a little bit. The Diamonds versus Jimmy Jones. You guys may not recognize those names.
Not
but
at all.
Oh, Jimmy Jones.
You may not recognize those names, but you should probably recognize the songs. It's going to be Little Darlin' versus The Handyman. The Handyman. We got a handyman in the studio tonight.
Sure
so, I figured that's for that's really? For Joe. And Little Darlin', we'll say that's for Al. So here we go
with
round four, the doo-wop round here on the Friday Night Fights. We'll be back after we listen to both of these.
Novella that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong. To hold in mind your little hand, I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
My head, you're up. I was wrong to try to love up to. That my lover was just for you.
Come on, 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 come on
is Handyman in round four, the doo-wop rounds. So we got Handyman versus Little Darlin'. And Al, tell me what you said about Little Darlin' there. What was that that you said when we were in the break?
Oh. Just happens to be my sex song.
Nice. All right, Little Darlin' is a sex song.
I'm kidding, don't kill me.
Yeah. So you're voting for it or against it? What are
I'm
you
going
doing?
With that one, yeah.
You're going with Little Darlin'. All right, yeah. All right, good tune. The Diamonds with Little Darlin'. How about yourself, Joe?
I'm going to go with the Handyman.
Going with the Handyman, cool. Yeah. All right.
I am
going
to do that.
And Gary?
I think I'm going to go with the Diamonds because we had that vinyl on a big 17-foot record player that took up half the living room.
Nice.
I think we might still have it, actually. I don't know.
That was a beauty when you used to have a room that just had all the stereo equipment taking up the entire side of the room.
It was like furniture. It was bigger than the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. I still haven't gotten to throw away my Toshiba. I've got a Toshiba TV that's like, my friend came in, he's like, that's like a time machine. That thing is gigantic.
Yeah.
It's an old tube TV, but it's like 50 inches.
Right.
So it's pretty big. You know, it's like
roll it around.
And you can still play some stuff on it, but I like having those little time machine things around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, so we got the Diamonds 2, and we've got Jimmy Jones 1. I love both of them. I haven't really... See, I listen, I plan these, but I actually don't make my picks until I'm on the air with you guys, too. So, another thing, I love Little Darlin', I love Handyman. I gotta go Little Darlin' on that one, I think. I think that beginning when they go, like, yeah! I just love that beginning. But I also love the Handyman.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're gonna get some votes.
I hope so.
I hope so. You got at least one. You got at least one.
One's better Bell than none.
Nice.
One.
Joby, call some friends up.
Yeah.
So I should
say... Let me get the text out.
I should say that all of us went to Tewksbury Memorial High School, right?
We did.
Yeah.
At kind some
of.
Point.
We were class of 89, Al and Gary and I. How about yourself, Joe?
88.
88.
Yeah.
And there's some people listening.
Welcome
I think there's people listening from our high school. If not, they're not supportive in any way.
It is Tewksbury High.
It is Tewksbury High. They're all out boozing.
And Friday night, I didn't think of that.
But, so they tore that high school down at least 10 years ago now, and they put up this monstrosity that cost, like, millions of dollars. And I'm like, geez, I would have liked to have gone here, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think? It's like, I probably would have done a little
better. Now we got the hard plastic chairs.
I just wanted to leave all
the asbestos.
Time. Yeah, that's right.
The lead paint.
But we were tougher back then.
Yeah. You know, I was the guy that put all the stickers all over the school. I had all the Market Basket stickers Christmas. All over the I can actually say that now because the statute of limitations, I probably couldn't get in trouble for vandalizing anymore.
he'll be arrested as soon as he walks out the door.
But I used to pass out the stickers to like
people. Is Di Gregorio still alive?
Oh, no, he passed away.
Did he?
Last year, the year before. But I remember working at Market Basket and just taking all the different stickers like cassava melons and shortcut of rum.
I mean, Chula's always had your arm, holding your arm, going, "What did you do?
What are you doing? What are you doing? How are you doing today?
Are you done yet?
Yeah, he's still alive.
He is. Must he actually, be, he's a friend of mine now.
Yeah,
did I ever
you
tell
said
you that?
Play golf, right?
I played golf with him. We text back and forth
Who
with
is
the Celtics.
It? Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice.
Charlie Chula's, the store director, Market Basket back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I loved him, but I was scared of him. Everybody was scared of him, I think, but I liked him a lot.
Yeah, he never smiled, but he smiles now.
Yeah.
But maybe because we're friends now. Back then, he was my boss. And
I just remember you'd hear him whistling. He'd always be like, and he wouldn't whistle well. He'd just be like,
and everybody would scatter, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really a whistle. It was more of a him trying to whistle.
Yeah.
But a big Greek guy. And he was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. He still texts me. I can text him right now and say,
really? Tell him I said hello.
I will. I'm going to send him a picture of us.
Yeah.
Tell him it's the second thing.
Right? You guys worked with Jim, right?
I think I was
Roberta.
One of his favorites.
You guys all worked at the deli.
Roberta, Jim.
Yeah.
You guys used to slice the, my father would get the cold cut ends.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were cheaper, but then someone at the deli would slice them for him.
Yeah.
I remember your father.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I use the cheese ends to make some cheese soup sometimes. But it was a lot. I had a lot of good memories there. I mean, I worked there 5 years at the Market Basket.
Yeah, I got stories I can't tell now just because I still feel bad.
Yeah. But and you saw a lot of crazy stuff there. I mean, a lot of people would rip off stuff all the time. You see a lot of people rip off things, but the ones that stick around, they were pretty good workers. We had a pretty good crew there, I think. relatively.
Well, except for you, but I mean, everybody else was good.
Stealing the melon stickers.
I remember the
sticker budget was sky high.
I remember the sticker budget went sky high in the market basket. But the guy from the meat department, he got mad because I ended up taking like a couple of his signs that said like steak or something, and I put him in my Bonneville in the window like dope. It's like here I am like. Parking like where I work.
I remember he put out that message.
And he said your car has been hit.
Fire? No, hit. Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, he said my car was hit, and I ended up going in. He's like, "Where'd you get these signs from?" And they were his old signs. That's the thing. They were the signs for like the next week. So I didn't take the old signs. I had taken the specials from next week. So he was pissed at me. But I didn't get fired. I used to talk my way out of everything.
Hey, you're a comedian. What do you want? Yeah, just telling a joke.
Everything. I had the different labels of names, so nobody. My name Chris was never on there. It was Mr. Sweeney. He was actually my boss, and he'd go home at 5. So I would take his pin and put it on, and everybody would call me Mr. Sweeney. Then I'd make up some names and put those other things in. And me and remember Kevin.
Sodahome?
No. The other Kevin. He worked in produce, and I'm forgetting his last name, and I shouldn't.
Kevin, if you're listening, we apologize. Yeah. We do know who you are.
Call him Kevin.
he's a good kid, but he ended up, he was burning pizza rolls. So he'd make pizza rolls, so we'd make like a little snack, and we'd put it on the produce heater. So Kevin got caught. So Kevin got caught with the hot pockets and the pizza rolls on the produce thing, because you would wrap up plastic like in the lettuce. You would take the lettuce and you'd wrap it in plastic, and it would be hot. So you could actually, I said, geez, you know, we could probably make some pizza rolls. and I was an instigator, so of course Kevin did it, and he got in trouble for it. And I didn't.
Okay, Mr. Sweeney.
Yeah.
But you know what they made him do? They made him pay like I think it was like a $50 fine.
Yeah. They paid him
$50 fine.
For hot pockets?
And he kept his job.
He must really wanted the hot pockets.
But what happened was a lady came in for her check. And she looks over and she sees the freaking pizza rolls cooking. And she's like, oh. She just like looks over, and I was like, you know, putting some milk away. And I'm like, hey, how you doing? She's like, oh. And she did like a double take and walked off. And I'm like, ah, she's going to narc on us. And she did. Mrs. Kent worked there too in produce. She was pretty cool.
Yes.
Yeah, super nice.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, super nice.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful person.
Yeah. So we got away from the doo-wop round there, but so we got 3 for the Diamonds and 1 for Jimmy Jones. But you know, I it's funny. It's like so we're doing the reunion in a couple of weeks, 35th reunion.
And, oh boy!
Some people
they
coming,
do it every
some
5
people
years
on,
now?
Some people. This may be the last one. Who knows? But all I can say is, you know, it's probably good to go, because you're going to run into somebody that you haven't seen, and they're going to be happy to see you, and you know. There's always people that you don't want to see, but they stay away from you. They just stay over.
Stay on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
You promise?
Joey, you can come. You want to come and crash it?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No. You can get an egg roll out of it. Come and crash it.
Yeah.
I haven't RSVP'd yet.
I'll cook some.
I have till the end of the day today.
Yeah, today's the last day. You should. Corey's probably going to get on you.
I know.
Yeah. You should go.
I hope she's not listening.
You should go. She may be. I don't know. You know what's funny? I know she's not, because I talked to her last week, and she's like, where's that show again? And I go, I'm like, it's in Medford. She's like, really? And I go, I've been on the show for 20 years. You haven't listened to my show? And she's like, no.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow. Wow.
I've listened. I've even texted in.
It's all right. I know you have. Yeah. It's good. Jerry was on the show.
I was a participant.
Yeah, Joe's listened.
I have.
I couldn't believe it, though.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm like, I just thought I was more popular. Like, my ego just dropped. I'm like, Corey's never listened to me on the radio?
Out of the millions of listeners, and she hasn't listened.
Yeah, and I thought she was in love with me. What
Jeez.
Do I know? What do I know? Anyway, Beastie Boys, Big Ass is winning.
Oh, she's calling in right now.
So Beastie Boys is winning that round, and Motley Crue, I'm going to call Motley Crue, we're in round one for Old Scratch, and we're gonna shut it off. We're going to let Beastie Boys take round 3. Doo-wop round, we're going to give it to the Diamonds. Let me just check the DJ WMFO, see if anybody else is there. Oh, the handyman. Got two handymans, Joe. That.
I knew
they
would come through for me.
Got two more handymans.
There you go.
And we got another one for the diamonds. Now I wish I wasn't listening as Al's son. It says Al's favorite son is online.
I hope you picked my...
Al's favorite son is online.
One is that, Jake or Al?
He's gone.
I mean, Jake or
Jacob
Brandon.
He went for handyman, though. He went against Al's vote. So he went for your
did.
Vote.
So he's my favorite son.
It goes your Christmas gift.
So not my favorite son anymore.
But now he's my favorite son.
Wow. It's Joe's favorite son. Going handyman.
Nice. So thank you. Thank you, Bran.
We're going to leave the... We'll leave round four open. But right now, the Diamonds has won over Jimmy Jones. We'll go on to round five. It's the Village People round. It's going to be the Village People versus the Village People. And we all love the Village People, right? We don't know. We don't know. I'm going to let them play. It's going to be, it's not going to be YMCA.
I told you, stop dressing like that.
It could also be, well, this is how we can vote this round. Which song is less gay? Which song is less gay? It's going to be In the Navy versus Macho Man.
Oh, boy.
So which one do you like more, or which one do you think is less gay? Hmm. You decide.
Okay.
That's going to be this round. It's the Village People round. It is round five, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Keeping it gay till 8 p.m. Alright, it's the Village People round. Which one do you like most or the least? Which one's less gay? You decide. That's what we do this round. We can do this. It's Chris Earle's show. Chris Earle does what he wants. And I'll fight you. It's a Friday night fights. If you don't like it, leave. I don't care. 8:50. What time is it? 6:53 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you doing? It's Friday night. Enjoy yourself. So we had Macho Man versus In the Navy. Any Navy men here? Any guys in the Navy?
Nope.
Anybody in the service?
No. A lot of friends, though.
Yeah. The Navy.
I have a nephew that's in the Navy.
Yeah. They're bi. They're definitely bi.
Yeah. Yep. I'm not going to make any gay jokes about the Navy.
No, I will. I'll make a few.
My father was in the Navy.
Bi?
Bi.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. That's my mother.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had Macho Man. Macho Man.
Did you see Al dancing over there?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
He got his hands in the air.
Dig my muscles.
I gotta go, right? Macho Man.
That's great.
Still got the moves.
I love both of them. Right? I really do. I love the Village People. I love both of them. The less gay is probably Macho Man, maybe.
That's tough.
I don't know. In the Navy, he's kind of butch. Who knows? I'm going Macho Man.
I'm going to go
Macho Man. Dig my muscles. It's good. I'd love to be a macho. Plus, you could have nachos and be Nacho Man.
That'll be after the show.
Yeah. So I'm going Macho Man on that one. YMCA wasn't in the mix, but what would you pick on that one, Al?
I'd go Macho Man.
You going Macho Man, Joe?
I'm going to go in the Navy.
In the Navy. Why not? One for dad.
One for dad.
One for gay dad.
Bye.
Time to talk.
He's putting the bi back in bisexual. All right. And Gary, how about yourself?
I'm a wrestling fan.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah. Macho Man.
Macho Man.
You
nice.
Got it. You got it.
All right.
Imagine if he came out to that song.
I know. He should have, actually.
See?
Very good.
Royalties.
Those people are great.
Royalties. You got to pay royalties when you use someone's song.
And also, that is true, actually. They do get pennies on the dollar for each one of them. Wow, there's Macho Man Remix 89 in the Navy Remix. Jeez, we got the whole Macho Man and Village People catalog here at WMFO. Some great stuff here. And also a great costume. The Village People always usually show up at a Halloween near you every year, right? Throw the YMCA in the background just to get people excited. In case they're not excited enough already with these four studs on WMFO. Listen to the Village People. So who would you want to be? Let's see. Here's a good question. Who would you like to be if you were one of the Village People? So let's go through who was in it. We had a construction worker. We had a policeman. We had a cowboy. We had like a gay guy with the handlebar mustache. He was a motorcyclist, right?
Wow.
Motorcyclist. We had an Indian. And then we had a guy in a green hat. I don't know who he was. But I don't know. I don't know what I'd go with.
Wasn't there a police officer?
Yeah, but there's a police officer.
Yeah. He's not really around a police uniform, though.
But it's implied that he's a gay police officer. So I don't know. I think they were all pretty gay. I'm pretty sure.
I'm going Native American with the assless chaps.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Did he?
Sure, why not?
No, I like the Indian, too.
In my mind, he had assless chaps.
I think you don't see the Indian outfit that much anymore. I think I might go with that, too.
Yeah.
Although, the cowboy is pretty good because he doesn't have to wear a shirt. He just has the denim outer shirt.
Yeah, I'm not built for that.
Yeah. Joey, that kind of picture is the motorcycle guy there. I don't know. You could get away with that handlebar mustache,
next
maybe.
Next Halloween.
You're talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get on my bike like that.
Next Halloween.
Yeah. I won't get beat up or anything.
Next Halloween. We'll do a Village People WMFO show. But, lead vocalist, vocals, they were all part of the vocals, which is nice. I liked how they worked as a team to become the gayest band in the world. It's the Village People. All right, I'm going to go, I'm going to go Indian, too. We can't all be the Indians, can we?
I want to be the guy with the green hat.
Yeah. All right.
He's way in the background. Nobody's noticing him whatsoever.
He's an army guy, I think. Yeah, he's the army guy. He just wore army pants, and that was his outfit.
Oh, good.
He's just like, yeah, I'm going to be a little less gay. He was like the Ice Spice of the Spice Girls, right?
Are those guys still around at all?
Yeah, I'm sure a couple of them are still alive. Yeah.
Village people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They live in the village.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
every Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can catch Casey and the Sunshine Band every year.
Yes.
Out here.
Fantastic. Casey and Sunshine
Band.
Yeah,
he's still dancing, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great. Yeah. I play Casey every so often here still. But very good. So Macho Man's got 3-1 right now. Any Navy veterans out there? Let me check the chat. We have Tufa in the Navy. Least gay in the Navy.
For me.
He is not bi. It says your grandfather. His grandfather is not bi.
Oh.
That's Al's favorite son. Oh, Al's favorite sister, actually.
Oh,
Al's favorite sister.
Al's family's coming.
I don't
coming
have
to
a
my
favorite.
Rescue today.
Al loves Neil Diamond and Bruce Springsteen, it says.
The boss.
Is that my other son?
It says enthusiastic humanoid. That's who's saying that. I'm not sure. Is that your son?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I like the word humanoid. Like either one of those.
I think we're about village people.
Are we going to sing Sweet Caroline?
Yeah. I think we're about village people, Al,
yes,
I think.
Yes, thank you.
We've about exhausted that subject. So, anyway, any more gay jokes, we're going to save them for next year, for next week. Let's see. We've got they're taking away your guns round. We've got the lovin' round. We've got cover songs. We've got cover songs too. We've got battle of the BS bands, and we've got the heavyweight fight. We can jump around here if you guys want to pick one. Al, why don't you pick the next round? What would you like to do?
I really was looking forward to the take away my guns.
All right, we'll do the gun round. We'll do
I
that
can't
one.
Find the second
one?
Page on here.
All right, let me do a quick PSA to preface this.
It's a friggin' phone.
This is a round that we've done quite a few times the past few weeks here on the Friday Night Fights. It's songs about guns, so it's going to be Lynyrd Skynyrd versus Nancy Sinatra with a little PSA here from Alec Baldwin. It's their take.